Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And we'd ask that you would share. We still have an ignorant public to wake up, and we really need to get after it. We're facing some very difficult times, and the left, including Democrats in Congress and the Rhino Republicans, are trying to throw as many obstacles in the way of Donald Trump's MAGA reforms as possible. They are traitors to America. And my hope is this administration will watch them like a hawk. And when they step over the line, they go to prison. And they need to go to prison, just like Menendez, 11 years in prison for betraying his oath of office for personal enrichment. How long is it going to take until we do common sense, sensical things? We're going to talk about that right here on the Common Sense Show, and let's hope Donald Trump steps to the forefront and forces these reforms through that I'm going to suggest for you. That, well, just put it this way. Last night, before Doug and I did our show, we talked about some of these common sense things. It's easy. It's easy to do. Simple legislation. Tell you all about it after we tell you. We're brought to you by Body Align. And I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Body Align people are still extending that 35% off sale. You can get in just under the deadline right now. And you see the two products that I use, I featured them here, and there's more. You can go look at the whole litany of products at bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. And you can see the Ultimate Wellness Band. And I wear this right here next to my watch every single day. Helps me with my energy, completely natural, no side effects. Then there's the EMF protection for your phone. And if you don't have it, well, you run the risk of letting your phone kill you. So we need our phones, but we need to be protected from our cell phones. So what you want to do to take advantage of this great sale is go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, just a couple of common sense things to consider. And we should be pushing for this as members of MAGA, which is really taking on libertarian tones. I'm not saying we're libertarians. I'm saying there's aspects of it. One of them is, number one, no more corporate campaign donations of any type. Nothing. Nada. Zero. Zippo. Do you not agree? The corporations run our country by bribing senators and congressmen with their campaign donations. Let me give you an example that was made clear, front and center, in these nomination hearings, particularly with RFK Jr. Bernie Sanders made millions off Big Pharma's donations. Elizabeth Pocahontas Warren, she's made millions. And what did they do with RFK Jr. that wants to stop this process? Stop the public advertising of medicine? Your doctor knows how to prescribe. You don't need to be going into the office saying, "Tell your doctor about this product. And by the way, the side effect symptoms we have to admit to are longer than the commercial itself." Yeah, we have a sick care system with many sick medications that shorten our lifespans, not to mention the food, the chronic illness, the obesity, the diabetes, the cancer, things that never got mentioned in these nomination hearings, just personalized attacks. "Well, you said such and such." And Kennedy is saying, "No, I didn't. I never said any such thing." "No, you're taking half a statement and adding on your half to it." This is what we saw. And they're little political prostitutes for Big Pharma. It needs to be separated and stopped. No Big Pharma advertising on mainstream media or any other media, and absolutely, absolutely no campaign donations. None. Zero. Well, what would be the answer? A generalized fund. Qualified candidates who have so much support, they get to share equally in federalized campaign funding, under very strict guidelines and rules of advertising. This way we can get out that, hey, your mother's sister's brother's uncle had sex with the dog and the cat, and we're taking that away. this negative campaigning, they have to have absolutely on target advertising for what they'll do related to the issues. No personalized attacks. They can talk about the professional actions that someone has taken. But if they misstate, they will be held liable, not just by their opponent's civil means, but by federal government prosecution. I'm serious. This needs to be dealt with now. We're a nation owned by the corporations, and they are wholly corrupt. And in many cases, they're even satanically corrupt. The other thing that needs to be done, which is being talked about by RFK Jr., no revolving door. You work for Congress, you don't get to go to work for anyone that you've legislated with. So there's no tit for tat. And what's the prohibition? 5-year ban. 5 years. That'll take care of it. I would even be open to a 10-year discussion. So that's one thing. The other thing that we see too is that people in the FDA or the CDC, when they retire, they go to work for Big Pharma. So there's the big, hey, you got a big job waiting for you. We just need you to push through this medication and let us get away with phony scientific testing by using false positive placebo effect people, for example, to skew the results in our favor. Please let us do that and you go to work for us. That stops. 5-year ban. 5-year ban. Do you agree? Now, let me get to the big one. Oh my gosh. Shockwaves through Washington. Term limits. You get 3 in the House and you get 2 in the Senate. Plain and simple. We do it with the president. Why can't we do it with Congress? All elected officials across the United States are limited. State, local, federal. This is the only way we're going to clean up this horrific cesspool of corruption. And I'll leave you with one final item. As of March 1st, hopefully, good target date, or maybe even March 15th, beware the Ides of March. No insider trading. And for those like Nancy Pelosi, who's made insider trading available to her husband with her congressional immunity that does not extend to him individually, good old Paul, it's a felony for both. We need to stop all of this, and we need to demand it. We don't need to ask. We need to say the corruption is leaving. It's not enough for Donald Trump to go after the deep state. He has to go after the deep state corruption that lies within Congress. And if all of these things, not some of them, but if all of them are not done, we will never get our country fully back. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And what do you have there? Well, we have this series called Hips, Hiding in Plain Sight. And it's mysteries that become public and like repressed technology. I have a little experience with that personally. And then you have such things as, well, not just the technology, but how about mysteries of the mind? Untold, untruthful history that we uncover, like the mound builders. Oh, that would be, oh, so you'd like that? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've recorded a show on that that we're going to be playing soon. People love it. And then we do our geopolitics as well as our interviews. It's really a good deal. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. Sign up today.